Syria is sure to be on the agenda at the United Nations next week. That's because it's General Assembly time. Streets in New York will be gridlocked as usual, with leaders from 193 member states making their way to meetings at the UN, as they do every year. Past General Assemblies have given us some priceless moments. Last year's was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech about Iran's nuclear program, where he used a very simple drawing of a bomb to get his point across. And who can forget Venezuela's Hugo Chavez comparing President Bush to the devil a few years back. Colm Lynch of The Washington Post is here to help us preview this year's UN gathering. There are some new faces, Colm, traveling to New York this year. One of them is Iran's Hassan Rouhani, newly elected. He's already exchanged letters with Obama. Do you think these early throes of what's called a like fest, will they continue and grow?
Who knows? But but the message here in New York and both in Washington has been, you know, a total 100% charm offensive. And you never know until they get into the nitty gritty of the discussions about the nuclear file to see how serious this is. But clearly the rhetoric is dramatically changed. I mean, the visits by former President Ahmadinejad have always been extremely kind of contentious, very critical of the United States, making all sorts of remarks suggesting that the 9/11 attacks might have been invented, controversial statements about Israel. So I think that, you know, we're going to have a much, much, much different sort of atmosphere here this year. But we won't know for a while until, you know, to see whether there's really going to be substantive movement on, you know, whether Iran will ultimately agree to place greater controls on its nuclear program.
I trust eyes and cameras are going to be trained on Obama and Rouhani, constantly looking for clues as to the next steps in this relationship.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk about the possibility that there might be a meeting, that they might, you know, kind of, you know, gaze at one another across the luncheon room, or, you know, sometimes what they do in these situations is that, you know, you have staff in two kind of countries kind of arranging for sort of them to kind of walk in the same area so that they can say hello and maybe shake hands. But sometimes when they do this sort of thing, they don't necessarily want the cameras to be following or to document the encounter. So that will be something that everybody will have their eyes open for.
What are some of the other new faces who will be at the General Assembly?
Well, you have the Sudanese president, who has been here before, but it's been many years. President Omar Hassan al-Bashir. He was here in 2006. Since then, he has been indicted by the International Criminal Court on charges of genocide. So that's going to be a little bit awkward for everyone. There's a discussion going on within the U.S. government as to whether to let him into the country to approve the visa that he has requested. The Americans, there's a couple of treaties that were signed between the U.N. and the United States back in the 1940s that sort of require the U.S. to allow even sort of unsavory types into the UN for the General Assembly debate. So the U.S. hasn't said whether they're going to let him in or not, but it's going to be controversial either way.
Can Bashir actually get to the assembly without a visa and not be arrested? He'd have to fly to an airport and then helicopter to the UN. I mean, is that even possible?
Well, he can't. He's not going to get in if he doesn't get a visa. But I think it would be quite unpopular at the UN if the U.S. turned him back at the gate.
Colm, what are some of the other stories you're watching? I mean, obviously, there's no Gaddafi trying to rent tent space in the Bronx now. What's happening on the sidelines we're not paying attention to?
We're always interested in what do these meetings say about America's place in the world? You know, what does this say about the Americans' relationship with the United Nations? We're all going to be looking at Samantha Power, the new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. And then, you know, every reporters from all parts of the world will be, you know, interested in what's going on in their neck of the woods. So there'll be a lot to chew on.
Colm Lynch, UN correspondent for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
All right, Marco. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.